Trying to balance my birding experiences this year has been tricky. The blank spots on my checklist have a subtle way of making me want to see those birds more than to take pleasure in species I've already seen. I was planning on spending November 18th and 19th at the place I most wanted to go in southeastern Arizona, Fort Huachuca, a military installation that encompasses some of the most birdy canyons in the state. For months, there's been an exceptionally rare Sinaloa wren there, and it's where people get the most sightings of spotted owls and elegant trogons. But when I got to the entrance, the guard on duty noticed that my driver's license had expired a week before, and she simply could not allow me to pass. I was distressed, to say the least, but there wasn't anything I could do except call the Minnesota DMV and see if I could get a license from a distance. While I wait in Sierra Vista for their application to arrive in the mail, I've had to come up with an alternative plan. I decided, since I couldn't get to the places I'd wanted and couldn't leave Sierra Vista until I'd gotten my license renewal form in the mail at my motel, that I might as well explore some of the lesser-known canyons. So on the 19th, I drove to Carr Canyon, arriving with sunrise. November is a quiet month, few birds sing, and I was in a subdued mood to match, but the canyon is astonishingly beautiful. It was a little hard to ignore the surveillance blimp always in view high from above the mountain range. It gave me a creepy feeling that I was being observed by an entity far larger and more impersonal than I, but I figured that's probably how birds feel when they see some giant being with binoculars and a huge camera staring at them, and it gave me a certain empathy. I parked near the entrance to the Coronado National Forest and started walking up and up. The road is fairly steep and very narrow at the switchbacks as you get near the end of the road, but it was well graded and an easy stroll. Some of the bird books recommend driving up, making a few stops along the way, but the rhythm and pace of walking stir my soul, and I definitely notice more birds while on foot than in my car. I came upon flocks of brindled titmice, painted redstarts, and Townsend's warblers, along with the ubiquitous yellow-rumped warblers. These were all species I'd seen before, but rather than hurry on towards something more exciting up the road, I took the time to actually look at the individual birds, picking out a black-throated gray warbler, several Hutton's vireos, dozens of ruby-crowned kinglets, and more. I heard an unfamiliar chip and looked up to see two olive warblers, new for my year. When I heard some soft pecking nearby, I searched every tree trunk until I came upon an Arizona woodpecker, a declining species and one I knew I'd need good luck to see at all this year. Again, I got to stop and watch him, a gorgeous male, until he worked his way deeper into the woods. The lighting was poor in the shadows of the canyon and the woods, but I could take my time getting photos. For 5 miles, I moseyed up, enjoying brindled titmice and Buick's wrens and yellow-eyed juncos and every plumage of dark-eyed juncos. I turned around at noon, but by then the bird activity had dwindled and I saw far fewer birds going down. As I was getting close to where my car was parked, surrounded by golden grasses and deep green oaks, I heard a soft rustling and looked down to see the back of a Montezuma quail running through the tall grass. It was just a quick glimpse, but a perfect one. I've spent lots of time searching for Montezuma quail before without luck and became fixated on them as my most wanted bird of North America. On the day I was stuck in an area only because my driver's license had expired, there was my lifer. I was still glowing with pleasure when I got into my car and started back to my motel. And suddenly, a bit down the road in the same golden habitat was a whole flock of quail. I instantly stopped, but they're skittish birds, and hurried into the grasses before I could get my camera. I slowly walked toward where they'd been, but they felt uncomfortable under my surveillance and all flushed. I felt bad, especially when I looked up at that surveillance blimp, knowing how uncomfortable it feels to be spied upon by anonymous strangers. I didn't mind not getting a photo. Quail deserved their privacy as much as we Americans used to think we did. And I went back to my motel as the sun retreated in the west, satisfied at my most unexpectedly bountiful and beautiful day. I'm Laura Erickson speaking for the birds.